The Palin-McCain ticket continues to pack them in. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. And Sarah Palin is doing especially well, would you believe it, with men. 62% favorable rating. One suspects it might not just be her aversion to earmarks. Not that there's anything wrong with being attractive. Obama still makes him swoon, too. Another young woman passed out at a rally over the weekend. He had to throw her some water. But can we just take a moment to get back to the issues? Like federal spending. Palin says Obama is the king of earmarks.
In just 3 years, our opponent has requested nearly $1 billion in earmarks. That's about $1 million for every working day.
Sounds like she disapproves, except back when she was running for governor, she was saying stuff like this.
Now I'm going to fight hard with our federal delegation for the federal financial support of our infrastructure that Alaska deserves.
She clearly is not opposed to federal money for local transportation projects. And PolitiFact.com, the political fact-checking service, today labeled the latest ad for Sarah Palin, quote, barely true, for claiming she stopped Alaska's infamous Bridge to Nowhere. It was Congress that took the bridge off the list, and even then, Palin kept the money, which the state just earmarked for other transportation projects. Which is basically the way she promised to handle the uproar over federal earmarks back in 2006.
We should find a real diplomatic and supportable way to go about requesting those federal funds.
You see, the way to get rid of earmarks once and for all is not to call them earmarks. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.